Today, thanks to modern medicine and healthier living, people can expect to live longer and better than any generation past. Perhaps it's still too new a concept that so many older adults are doing their thing, including having sex. We just don't talk about it. But many elders are sexually active, and the silence around the subject can lead to problems.
We're experiencing a sharp uptick in gonorrhea and chlamydia cases.
Jason Davis is with Lane County Health and Human Services. He and his colleagues in the public health sector are alarmed at the numbers of sexually transmitted infections across the board, but especially in the 65 to 84-year-old populations.
Sex is a great thing that we get to experience through our entire life. People are able to have sex older and older and older. Communicating about your sexual history and getting testing is not only for yourself and your own well-being, but for the well-being of your partners. And there's a certain social responsibility that comes with that.
Davis speaks the public health message clearly.
Talk about it. Just talk about it.
Sexual Awareness and Support for Seniors Initiative, or SASE, is a locally created, one-of-a-kind sexual support program. Mary Gossert is Vice President of Education for Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon.
It's about time, because we're all sexual beings from birth to death, and oftentimes the elders are ignored.
The SASE campaign kicked off with trainings and workshops in Eugene for older adults and the professionals who work with them. Planned Parenthood invited Bill Tavner to lead them. He's director of the New Jersey-based Center for Family Life Education. During discussions, Tavner doesn't skirt the issue of an increase in HIV/AIDS and other infections among older adults, but
I think that too often it dominates the conversation. I think we're often a society that responds to scary messages, and so talking about the rising rates of STDs among older adults is a lot easier than talking about sexual pleasure, talking about sexual expression, and respecting people as the sexual beings that they are. I think that's a more challenging conversation. If we just talked about the risks, it'd be a real easy workshop for everybody.
Tavner's talks include common attitudes older adults express about sexuality, both positive and negative. He's encouraging exploration of physical changes of growing older, like menopause or erectile dysfunction, and practical techniques for examining attitudes within long-term care facilities. 70-year-old Jo Schechter says she's learning some helpful things about sexuality. The workshop also makes her appreciate her 76-year-old partner.
My boyfriend understands intimacy and sensitivity and tenderness and being in your body fully, not just about having an orgasm. He knows that really well, which is unusual.
Bill Tavner will wrap up his time in Eugene Thursday afternoon at the Downtown Athletic Club Ballroom for high tea and a public presentation called Still Doing It, Talking About Sexuality and Aging. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.